Department received two bids for minor roof repairs for city-owned buildings. We're requesting to award both vendors the amount of $20,000 for a period of 1 year, expiring June 30th, 2020.
Thank you. So this is for minor roof repairs in case something happens, we need to be flexible, you know, all the rain and stuff like that. If something happens in the middle of the night, we notice, we want to have, the reason why you're suggesting to have two companies is if one already has a project and they're at a different part of the state, we have another one that we can call, as we saw with the Buttonwoods Community Center. Having a leaky roof leads to a number of other problems, and especially if these buildings are occupied with our employees or our residents, that we want to make sure it's safe. So this is proactive to have in place, to have different people that can come and service our buildings and keep up our infrastructure, which is a critical issue for our city. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Move for favorable action.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, it passes with one abstention.
Thank you, Councilman. 2019-295, found on page 102. There's additional vendors, OEM parts. Sorry, Kristen. Go ahead.
Department of Public Works is requesting to, permission to purchase from Hurt Auto Mall, the GM Chevy parts, and from Tasker Ford, the Ford parts for the vehicles within the city fleet. We are requesting an amount of $60,000. Department makes every effort to purchase aftermarket parts, but unfortunately, there are occasions where we do need to get the OEM parts, and these are the two vendors that are local to us that we've had experience with. So we are requesting to add them, have the same expiration as the existing OEM parts bid of February 17th, 2020.
Kristi, as we know, this bid came before us not that long ago. And I'm not going to look to hold this or put it back out for bid because I understand the need to be able to get these OEM parts. And I've also had discussion with folks, and I have received the assurance for the benefit of my colleagues on the committee and the council, I have received the assurance that DPW will be picking up the phone and calling all of the providers of these OEM parts in the state of Rhode Island to make sure that we get the best price on any parts that we purchase. And I don't mean a spark plug. We know what we're referring here. So to say that this is painted with a broad brush for just those two particular vendors is not the case, because the assurances are that a representative of DPW will do their due diligence, will make those phone calls to the vendors throughout the state of Rhode Island to get us the best deal on those parts. And at any time that anyone would like to see any documentation of those phone calls or requests, certainly feel free to do so. So having said that, Kristi, what did we spend in this last year?
Well, last year, we typically have, we have two bids that go out to bid, and then we end up in a similar situation with other vendors under 56-6 that are OEM parts that don't submit a bid, but they are proprietary to their make and model of the vehicle or piece of equipment or whatever it may be. So it all, they all fall under the same cap, which is how it, how the other two, we still, we have two bids now, one for various parts, one for OEM parts, and I think we have a 56-6 as well. They all fall under the same cap of $550,000.
But this one, you're looking for $60,000.
This is correct. These vendors are separate under their own bid because of, I'll be honest with you, I just returned to work last week, so I'm not sure of what conversations happened, but these vendors provide the OEM parts for Ford and, well, one for Ford, one for Chevy.
But this is a separate bid, right?
It is a separate bid.
And wasn't this a separate bid in the past?
I believe it came before the committee once before, but like last year, there was an OEM exception that had, I don't know, probably 17 vendors on it. But that cap that's requested, or the monies that are requested to expend with that bid, are included in the cap with the other two. So,
but you track just the OEM parts, right? I would assume
we track all of them.
Okay, so that's the question I'm asking: is if you have an amount that you spent last year just on OEM parts.
I could pull the numbers out by vendor. Like I could pull out what we spent with Hart. I could pull out what we spent with Tasca. I could do it that way. Typically our spreadsheet that we keep, because it's inclusive of three different bids, we use, you know, we have the vendor, we have the purchase order number, and the dollar amount. I mean, if you'd like to see the, you know, what we spent with these vendors, I can certainly pull that information and get it to you.
Just on the OEM parts that applies to this bid.
Just these two? Okay.
Matt, you don't happen to know that number, do you, off the top of your head? Let the record indicate that the director did not have that number. Okay, that's fine. Just send that off to me tomorrow if you could, Christy. Okay, so I think we have an understanding on this. Any questions from members of the committee, members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number 17, 2019-296, repair parts for DPW trucks, found on page 104. Christy?
This department's requesting a 56.6 for Tijana truck and utility equipment. We had a vehicle that was involved in an accident and received $3,700 from the insurance to make repairs. They were able to repair that vehicle in-house, so it was less. What we'd like to do with the insurance proceeds is repair that vehicle with the parts and keep two other vehicles in service by replacing the truck beds. It will be at no cost to the taxpayer. The dollar amount requires us to ask for permission, so that's what we're doing. But it will come from the 76357 insurance code.
Thanks, Christy. You know, another example of doing your best, you know, to make use of what you got. And certainly DPW, you know, over the last 5-6 months, you guys have come to us time and again. You're taking some of these dinosaur vehicles and you're breathing some new life in them and making use of them, so we get this benefit of these vehicles for another couple, 2-3 years. And this is another prime example of doing that. So we are grateful for that. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman.
I would also like to commend DPW for doing this. I see that there's a lot of mutant vehicles out there that we've taken parts from here and there and made a new vehicle. And these are great because they're keeping these equipment on the road, serving our residents, serving our city. And they're getting very creative, and I like it. And this is another example of that. And I know we appreciate it here on the Finance Committee, and I know the rest of the city appreciates that we were able to keep equipment on the road and in servicing our city. So keep up the good work. Thank you.
Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Christy. Item 18, 2020-028A. And that is found on page 106. Major?
First, Mr. Chair, I'd like to request to amend the funding source on this request from Budget Code 30-340 to Budget Code 34-354, which is emergency operations. That budget code is more appropriate considering the function of this program. The department is seeking an exception to bid and authorization to pay for the annual interoperable emergency network access fee to MutualLink. MutualLink, in the event of an emergency, allows us to create communication networks that can share radio, video, and telephone communications with other participants. Currently, the fire department, school department, Kent County Hospital, as well as Warwick Mall Security all participate in this program. This is a proprietary system of which MutualLink is the sole source provider of the software. The total cost for the software and the network access is $2,867.81.
Thank you, Major. We have no problem amending that budget code for you. And for the record, could you just give me the number of monies that's in code 34354 as of today?
$54,266.70.
$54,266.74?
70.
I'm sorry?
70 cents.
Wow. I just been corrected for 4 cents. Thank you, Major. You're doing your job. That's good. That's fine. So we're going to have this PCR 6519. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman.
Thank you, and thank you, Major. I think it was over a year ago now, I actually saw kind of a drill that the police department put on for this product, and it is really impressive. And as you mentioned, the police department, the Warwick Fire Department, the Warwick Schools Department, Kent County Memorial Hospital, and the Warwick Mall Security all use this program. And we were able to see they kind of did an active shooter drill with a local elementary school, and we got to see the program, and it is very good, and I think it hopefully we'll never have to use it, but it is a valuable asset to this city, and I think this is definitely well worth the investment. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion to amend.
I'll make a motion to amend the code.
PCR 6519?
6519, and the change the code to 34-354.
Seconded.
Okay, just for the record clarification, we're going to be changing from code 30-340 to code 34354, and that is PCR 6519. Need a motion on the amendment?
A favorable action on the amendment.
Seconded.
We have a motion of favor. We have a second on the amendment. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Move on the amendment, please.
Motion for favorable action as amended.
Seconded.
We have motion as amended. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. PCR 2020-028A, and that is found on page 106. Major?
The department.
I'm sorry. Okay, 2020-028. That's the one we just did. Sorry. Okay, 2020-029, Police College Educational Expense.
The department
on page 109.
I'm sorry. The department is seeking an exception to bid and authorization to expend funds for college expenses on an as-needed basis from various vendors not to exceed $80,000 for police officers for fiscal year 2020. This expense is statutory, Rhode Island General Law 42-28.1-5. State law provides for reimbursement of educational expenses for police officers to include tuition, books, and supplies. The current authorization expires June 30th, 2019, and this authorization would cover the department from July 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2020.
Major, this this requirement for approved degree programs in accordance with Rhode Island General Law 4228. So what are those degree programs?
It's limited to police administration of justice, police management, criminal justice. It's limited to those that are specific to the police profession.
And this is a contractual requirement as well?
Yes.
Okay. And What did you spend in this line item last year?
Last year, we spent approximately $87,000. We requested $80,000 as well, so we were over $7,000 last year. Currently, we have $21,461 still in the budget code, but we're toward the end of the spring semester, so those reimbursements haven't been requested yet.
You spent how much last year?
I believe we were approximately $7,000 over.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council?
Just a quick question. Do you target schools that offer in-state tuition?
We don't target. Roger Williams, Salve, and Rick are the most popular, but there is no requirement that it's in-state.
Any other questions, Councilman?
Nope.
Okay. Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion on PCR. I'm sorry. Let me straighten this one out first. Okay, I need a motion on 2029.
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. /30, found on page 111. Police advertising. Major?
The department is seeking an exception to bid and authorization to expend funds for advertising expenses for various licenses reviewed by the licensing unit and approved by the Board of Public Safety in the Warwick Beacon on an as-needed basis for fiscal year 2020, not to exceed $6,000. The licensing unit processes daily requests for advertising for various licenses issued. Beacon Communication has favorably provided these services in the past and is the only local advertiser to meet the advertising requirements necessary. Advertising in a statewide publication would be cost prohibitive.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, moving on, need acceptance of the minutes on April 1st.
Move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We have PCO 7-19, Pension Board. And I will give you a request in 1 minute. Okay, request to hold until May 20th.
Motion to hold to May 20th.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCR 9417, State of Rhode Island Telecommunications. Hold till May 20th.
Motion to hold to May 20th.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCR 148, formerly bid 2018-143, installation of sprinklers at the Cooper Building. Hold till May 20th.
Motion to hold to May 20th.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Let the record indicate it is now 6:23 and the Finance Committee has adjourned.
Let me jump right in.
Jump right in.
Good evening, everyone. This is the time is now 6:23. Health, Education, and Welfare Committee is open. May I have a motion for acceptance of the committee meeting held on April 1st?
Make a motion to accept.
Second.
Motion made, seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item number one, PCR 21-19, resolution relative to the Educational Outreach Committee that is not drafted. Councilman Lattiser.
Hold till May 6th.
Second.
Motion to hold till May 6th. Seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The time is now 6:24. Health, Education, and Welfare is closed.
There's no one. There's one ordinance.
No, we got ordinance.
Yeah.
And then we do public safety.
Yeah, you got a bunch.
Good evening, everyone. I call the Ordinance Committee at 6:27. First up is the acceptance of the minutes for the committee meeting held on March 18th. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. First up is PCO 19-18, an ordinance in regards to working without a building permit. This is for second passage as amended. Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. We had significant discussion on this. This is not only a consumer protection item, it's also to deal with the outlaw contractors who want to try to do business here in the city of Warwick. And we are certainly, as a city council and as a city in itself, we're going to take issue with contractors that want to come in here and work without the proper building permits. So, as I said, we've had significant discussion on this. This is something that is supported by the building official. He is here this evening. Mr. DeCourt is here to answer any questions, if you may have any. Short of that, I respectfully request favorable action on this long overdue ordinance. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Councilman Lattiser, and I would like to echo that and thank you for the work that you put in. I know that you met with our building department, and you've met with people that do work across the city, and this is a major issue. It's a fairness issue, and it's also a safety issue that we want to make sure that work is being done in the correct way, in the safe way, and we want to stop the practice of, hey, let's see if they catch me. And this is uniform for everyone to go through, and I'm happy to be a co-sponsor on this. And is there any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattiser.
Mr. Chair, if anyone else would like to also sign on as a co-sponsor, I'm not sure if we have everybody on board or not, but I certainly would be.
I think you already got everybody, Councilman Lattiser, but I like you going for more. I like it.
Yeah. It? All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Yeah. Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? I'll entertain a motion. Favorable action. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Second is PCO 4-19, an ordinance allowing right turns from Airport Road onto Evergreen Avenue. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I asked, this is for second passage. I'll be open to any questions. I ask for passage. Thank you.
Thank you. This is another piece of legislation coming before us that is second passage. We had lots of debate. We had lots of input from the community and the council. I thank Councilman Howe for his work on this. This is for second passage. Do we have any questions or comments from members of the committee? Any questions or comments from members of the public, members of the council? Any questions from the public? If not, I'll entertain a motion. We have favorable action. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second. It's been moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Passes 3-0. Number three is PCO 18-15, Neighborhood Improvement Program, an ordinance that will make landlords responsible for the costs to pick up debris left up on the street by tenants. This is not drafted. Councilman Lattiser and Councilwoman Travis.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Councilwoman Travis and myself and several people from the administration, we've been working on this now for several weeks. We are moving forward. We're still gathering some more information, some comparatives from some other communities. So we're close, but we're not quite there. So we'd ask that you hold us until May 20th.
Okay. We have a request, and I'll make the motion to hold until May 20th. Any questions from the committee? Any questions from the council? Any questions from the public? Do I have a second to my motion to hold to May 20th? It's been seconded. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. And last on the docket is PCO 3-19, an ordinance relative to boat storage on residential property. This is not drafted. Councilman Corley.
I have been working on this, and I have been, I have a rough draft that I am anticipating trying to bring to the council. However, I think that it may be better, given the history of this in the city, that there be a public meeting concerning the ordinance. I think, I don't know if it should be brought before the council first before there is a public meeting, and then we schedule a public meeting, or vice versa.
It's an amendment of the zoning ordinance, which,
yes,
which requires a public hearing for approval, plus it has to go through planning, and there's a public hearing in that process.
I understand that. I was talking more of a public hearing for the community to discuss and have their input prior to action, rather than have an entire council meeting taken up with a single issue.
Well, you have a couple of options. You could have your own public meeting and just invite members of the public to come and comment on your draft. Or your other option is, if the council wants to entertain it, you'd have to docket a resolution and see if the council wants to have that public hearing.
Okay. I think option one is probably easier, and I would ask that this be held until June 17th.
Okay. The sponsor would like to hold till June 17th. Is there any questions from the committee? Any questions from the council? Any questions from the public? There's been a motion made by councilman to hold to June 17th. Do I have a second? It's been seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. And that closes ordinance at 6:34.
So the Public Safety Committee convenes at 6:36 p.m. First, we have acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on April 1st, 2019.
Move to accept.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. And we have next PCR 16-18 tree damage claims. Councilman McAllister.
I'd like to hold that to the July meeting, July 16th, please.
So at the request of the sponsor, I'd like to be held till July 15th, 2019.
Motion to hold.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. PCR 50-19, claimed by Melanie Shackelford. Sorry in advance if I got your name wrong. Oh, hello. Can you just please state your name for the record?
Melanie Shackelford.
All righty. And you said you had a tire damaged by a pothole and you only were able to get one estimate?
Yes.
And why is that?
It's a certain kind of tire. It's Z-rated, and I bought it at the Enthusiast in Johnston. And I called Baxter's, Dexter's, and Goodyear to try to get estimates on that tire, and they couldn't find the tire. So I got you the only one that I could.
So what makes this tire so unique?
I think it's the brand of it. Because I think they only order them certain places because I've asked them to, I asked those three other shops to look for the tire and they couldn't find that one.
And is the brand the one that's stated on the invoice from the Enthusiast?
Yes.
So normally we do require three estimates, and when I just do a quick search online for this tire, it appears like I find it, the same brand.
I wasn't able to get really internet access.
If I'm not mistaken, you are able to get free internet access at the library down the road that way. So, committee, we have only one estimate. Anyone have any questions?
I do, Mr. Chairman. I have just one. This this
What I'm looking for on the, it's a 245-45-18 for the car. You were looking, are you saying that you couldn't find the exact name brand? Is that what you're saying? Or are you, were you looking just for when
I was looking to get the exact same tire back, yes.
Yeah, to keep it with the other tire.
Yes, because it was, I bought them as a set and I wanted them on as a set.
Right. So my question, Mr. Chairman, you pulled up that exact same name brand?
It appears so, yes, although I fully admit I am no car expert.
Mm-hmm. No problem. With those same tire sizes?
The 245/45/18.
And were there any businesses in this area that had those tires?
I can't speak to this area. I know that it says from plus 20 stores. Only reason why I didn't look for this area is I went based on her note that she submitted saying, even online, I could not find my tire. Although now it appears here she's saying she wasn't able to check online at all, even though the note
Well, I'm not 100% tech savvy, so to look, I don't know where to look for tires. And the internet access is kind of difficult.
Did you already have the tire replaced?
No.
You did not?
No.
So what are you driving right now? Are you still driving on a donut?
No. I had a my old rims. I was able to put one of those on the car.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. So the car is safely drivable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to ask. Okay. Seeing that we do have, and please understand, we have to, there's a checks and balances in our, if you don't mind, Mr. Chairman, I apologize. Mm-hmm. There's a checks and balances in our city, mm-hmm. as in everyone. We do have a requirement for everyone to get three estimates. You properly got one. Your car is drivable, which I'm very happy about. I'll be more than happy to request that this committee hold your claim, get the other two estimates as the chairman identified.
Okay.
So you're looking for the tire size and that name, as you're aware.
So do I print it out?
Yes, please. They will print it out. So if you go there, they can write down the tires that they have or how they can get it.
Okay.
And then, yes, you can print it out. And then you give it to us, and we can relook at this.
So if I go online, because the shops that I did ask around my house said they couldn't find it. So I have to go online to print those out for you?
Yes, you can. And as the chairman said, the Warwick Public Library, there is probably a cost to print, but the Warwick Public Library will have that. And I understand they're not tech savvy. I think he's got it right here. He could probably, well, I don't want to volunteer, but I know that he's like, you know, one of those people that like, you know, help, but that we might be able to find a place, just some places that you can take care of it. But for the checks and balances of our city and the fairness of the city, we have to get the three estimates.
Okay.
And the purpose of that is just to verify that you get the fair cost and the taxpayers get the fair cost.
Okay.
So I'll be more than happy to hold this. And then we, or request it hold, and then we can move on from there if that's okay, Mr. Chairman.
That works. And just so you know, if you go to Google, if you just type in exactly what the enthusiast said on their invoice, verbatim, for what the item description is, that's all I did, and it comes right up.
Okay. So that's all set. Now, do I mail that to you guys, or just bring it in, like, the next hearing?
I would, to get it here as soon as possible, I would bring it into the department where you submitted this paperwork.
I'm
and then
not
they would
sure
add it.
Where it was because, like, it's been so long.
Okay. Yes. Downstairs in finance? In the finance department in the basement of the City Hall.
Okay, so I could bring them here?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And then you just reference your claim number here, so you have your paperwork on the letters we sent you.
Yes.
And just say, this is additional evidence of claims, and they'll attach to your packet, and we'll have it next time.
Okay,
so right. Don't leave just yet. Hold on 1 second in case there are other questions from the council, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Does anyone else on the committee have any further questions? Are there any questions from the council? Any questions from the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Seeing none, we entertain a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I ask that we hold this. Will you be able to get those estimates, you think, within 2 weeks, or would you...
Yes.
Actually, we have a meeting 1 week from tonight. Well, that's right. It is 2 weeks. Okay, good. It is 2 weeks. I'm thinking this is the last week. Do you have 2 weeks good?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask that we hold this until May 6th.
May 6th.
And then, so before then, you submit that paperwork.
Okay.
So, motion to hold until May 6th.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, you're all set for tonight.
Thank you. You're all set. Thank you.
All right. PCR 52-19, claim David Rothermel.
Good evening, Council members.
Good evening. Can you state your name for the record, please?
David J. Rothermel, Jr.
All right. And you hit a pothole on, looks like, Jefferson Boulevard?
Yes, sir.
And are you aware, based on, I see these invoices and estimates, they're all for well over 300. Are you aware that we're only allowed to approve for up to 300?
300, I do understand. There was also strut and windshield damage, so that's why I'm only claiming the tires. But those were all the lowest prices of the three estimates, and I actually couldn't even go with Town Fair because it happened on a Sunday. And so Town Fair is closed, so the next option work is Pep Boys.
Are there any questions from members of the committee?
I would like to say, Mr. Chairman, that Mr. Rothermel is actually a veterans advocate for the state and does drive around quite a bit. I work with him advocating. We're not employed together. We are very familiar with each other as we volunteer in the same causes. And his job requires him to drive around the city. And I realize that, you know, the first question we could ask is, this is an amount, but he is employed in the city of Warwick. And he does do quite a bit of services for our veterans, as he is a veteran himself within the city of Warwick. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I see him every year at Operation Stand Down,
in fact. That's right.
Any further questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Seeing none, entertain a motion.
Move for favorable action in the amount of $300 as recommended by the department.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All set.
Thank you, council members. Have a good evening.
You
Thank
as well,
you,
sir.
Too. PCR 53-19, claim Paul Buckley.
Good evening.
Hi, can you state your name for the record, please?
Paul A. Buckley.
All right, and your car was damaged, looks like, pretty significantly because you hit an obstruction on Cahuisa Road, you said?
Yeah, August 26th, about 9 o'clock. Hit a hole, construction hole, that was a pothole. I guess it was a construction hole that wasn't filled properly, and then went into a manhole cover and cut the sidewall of the low-profile sports car tire. Did a lot of damage to the car.
And you said the AAA driver said it wasn't even the first time it happened?
Correct, and it's it hasn't been repaired since the 26th of August.
That's a good sign.
Estimates.
And you're aware, I think if you heard us tell the previous person, that the most we can provide is $300 for damage from a pothole?
Okay. We've been here for 50 years. We understand.
We need to have the director come up.
Yeah, he's in.
DPW Director? Matt?
Mrs. Salitro?
Could you come on up for a quick minute, please? Sorry.
Matt Salitro, DPW Director for the City of Warwick.
Did you hear the claimant mention that the pothole still hasn't been fixed on Cahuisa Road?
The pothole that he's referring to is at a drainage structure. We've been out there multiple times and have patched it. We're waiting for the frost to get out of the ground so that we can do a square cut, hot patch it, and waiting for the asphalt plant to open. To date, they haven't opened yet, and when they do, we will fix it.
And you recommended approval of this claim in an amount of $300. Is that because the damage was caused by a pothole?
Correct. That's the maximum amount of damage that I can that I can do for my department.
All righty. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council?
Yes. I was just going to say hi to Paul. Paul, your parents still live off of the past? Sorry to hear that.
Mom's there. Actually, they were returning. They brought her dinner.
Yeah.
They visited on Sunday nights. Yep.
So Paul went to Tollgate many years ago, and I played basketball with his brothers. So good to see you again, Paul.
Nice to see you.
Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Seeing none, we entertain a motion.
Move for favorable action for an amount of $300 as recommended by the department.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're all set.
Thank you very much.
PCR 54-19, claim Francis Delbonis. Once. Francis Delbonis. Hopefully pronouncing it right. All right. Seeing no one. All right, so this is the, we've already held this once. You don't want to hold it again?
Well, seeing, Mr. Chairman, seeing that there seems to be a change of address.
Yes, because originally it was supposed to be the police department.
Right.
Too late to send out another notice to make phone calls.
Yes. So I, because just to be fair and to give this person and as well as the city an opportunity, I would make a motion that we hold. And would it be easier to hold for a month, or would it be the two weeks? Okay. Thank you so much. Motion to hold till May 6th.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Appears to be it for public safety. So it ends at 6:51 p.m.
Hey, this is the Intergovernmental Committee. It is 6:53, and first thing I would like to do is ask for acceptance of the minutes of the April 1st meeting.
Move for favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The first item on the agenda is PCR 9-19, a resolution requesting that the Rhode Island Airport Corporation consider additional factors in its 2019 CFR noise study. This has not been drafted. Councilman Ricks?
Per request of the sponsor, hold PCR 9-19 till May 20th.
Second.
Okay. There's been a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
The second item is PCR 42-19, a resolution to the General Assembly in support of amendments to the Sewer Authority Enabling Act to add two board members, financing terms, and septic systems. This is by Councilman Lattiser.
Hold it May 6th.
The request to hold it to May 6th.
The request of the sponsor, move to hold till May 6th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we close at 6:55.
Does that only apply to new developments? Everything? Okay. Thanks.
It is now 6:56 p.m. The appointments committee is now open. The first order of business will be the acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on April 1st.
Legal action.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
The second order of business is the appointment of Ella DeFusco to the Library Board of Trustees. Do I have any comments from the committee?
Thank you. I have reached out to Ella. She's really looking forward to serving if this council approves on the board of the library, which is a very important board. They have their own budget. They have their own board of directors, and it's a very worthwhile board to serve on, and it's very important to serve on. And Ella actually has a lot of experience. She has been volunteering at the library for years, so she's familiar with the facility, the main facility, but she's also knows about the satellite ones as well. And I think this is a really good appointment because she's enthusiastic, she knows it, and this is the type of people that I think that we want serving on our boards and commission. And I know we've mentioned it many times that we have a lot of great and important boards and commissions, and we want to welcome people to please reach out and contact us. We'd love to get more Warwick residents on these and involved, as it's important and it's a sacrifice, and we appreciate people that put their names out there and that want to serve on important boards like this, and I thank her for her interest in this board. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other questions from the committee? Any questions from the council? Any questions from the public? Any questions from the public? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
I make a motion for favorable action.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The Committee on Appointments closes at 6:58.
Land Use and Community Affairs opens at 6:59 p.m. First, acceptance of minutes from committee meeting held on March 18, 2019. I'll entertain a motion.
I would move acceptance.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Next, PCO 5-19. This is second passage. An ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick. Joanne DiCenzo, individually and in her capacity as an administratrix of the estate of Joseph DiCenzo and of Joseph DiCenzo III, petitioners.
Mr. Chair, your mic. Is it on? Is your mic on?
It's. Thank you. The light seems to be on, but it's not working. All right. PCO 5-19, second passage. For the record, I'll repeat. An ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, Joanne DiCenzo, individually and in her capacity as administratrix of the estate of Joseph DiCenzo and Joseph DiCenzo III, petitioners. Second passion, do we have any discussion by the committee? Of the council? Any questions or discussion from the public? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next. This is also second passage. PCO 6-19, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, Great Point Group, LLC, petitioner. Any discussion of the committee? Of the council?
No, other than to say it's a great project and I'm looking forward to it, especially that it's in Ward 8. That's about it.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion.
I move for favorable action. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And the Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs closes as of 7:02.